It's Tuesday the 30th of June. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. The Zondo Commission interstate capture resumed on Monday after proceedings were halted because of the COVID-19 lockdown. The inquiry is hearing evidence in connection with allegations of corruption at the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, with former chairperson Popo Molefe returning for the sixth time. BizNews journalist Linda van Tilburg picks up that story.
The Zondo Commission has resumed hearings after the COVID-19 pandemic halted public hearings amid pressure from civic organizations to stop meandering and to get on with the job of getting to the bottom of state capture in South Africa.
What many people are asking, high-profile people like former President Zuma, uses delaying tactics. They want to know, when would the commission actually stamp down on people like these and force them to actually come to the commission and answer the questions put to them?
The commission is engaging with those high-profile people, and when the time is right, members of the media and the public will be told when those people are appearing before the commission.
So do you have a date possibly for when President Zuma is going to appear?
Not at all at the moment. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we make an announcement to the media and the public to give them those dates as they are confirmed.
For more on that, log into BizNews Premium for Linda van Tilburg's full report. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the stigmatization of those infected with COVID-19 must stop. In his weekly email to the nation, he notes that there have been disturbing reports of individuals being ostracized from their communities and of communities protesting against coronavirus patients being admitted to local hospitals and clinics. He says, just as we came together to promote acceptance of people living with HIV, we must show understanding for those who are infected with COVID-19 and for their families. The time when anyone could say they do not know anyone who is infected or affected by coronavirus has long passed, he says. The Department of Public Enterprises has withdrawn from the forum to restructure SAA. Among its reasons, it says that participants have leaked confidential information and have issued public statements that attack the Department of Public Enterprises and its leadership. Stockbrokers in Zimbabwe are struggling to explain to investors what's happened to their money after the government shut down the stock exchange. The Zimbabwe Stock Exchange announced on Sunday that it had suspended trading to comply with a directive issued by the Information Ministry late on Friday. This is the latest in a series of measures that the government has implemented to try and stabilize the nation's currency. Managing Director at Imara Edwards Securities, Mr. Tedious Kasaira, says traders have been inundated with calls from shocked and stressed investors. He says clients are asking, and we don't know what to tell them. They want an explanation, but we haven't been able to give one, as we also don't know the reason. E-commerce and the growth of Chinese tech stock Tencent continues to power up Johannesburg's stock market darling Naspers, which delivered a solid set of results on Monday for the 12 months ending the 31st of March. Revenue grew 23% to $22.1 billion, and trading profit grew 17% to $3.7 billion. Bob van Dijk, Group Chief Executive Officer, has described the past year as a truly transformational 12 months for the group, marked in September by the listing of the international assets as Prosus on Euronext Amsterdam. He says that the solid performance was driven by revenue growth, notably in the food delivery segment, and improved profitability in e-commerce businesses, particularly the classified segment, which in turn was underpinned by continued growth of Tencent. The South African rand steadied against the US dollar on Monday as the spread of the coronavirus at home and around the world dampened optimism over a swift economic recovery. Late on Monday, the rand was trading at around 17 rand 26 to the US dollar. Finally, a look at how stocks were doing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Late on Monday, Harmony was the best performer of the day, gaining 12%, and leading stocks down was Kumba Iron Ore, which shed about 2.5%. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.